Children in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta who are placed in an emergency foster home will now get a special tote bag called a comfort case, filled with basic supplies. That's also the name of the nonprofit that's partnering up with Bethel Lions Club to hand these out. Here's Annie Cochran with the Lions Club.
They are going to supply 100% of the children entering our OCS system in the Western region with a comfort kit that supplies the basic essentials that someone might need the first night.
OCS stands for the Office of Children's Services. Annie has been an emergency foster parent for years. That means she takes in children who have just been removed from their homes.
Children come into my home. Their life has been really, really rocked. Many times they've seen abuses that they have a hard time articulating. And they're coming into a stranger's home where they've never been. And they're just supposed to instantly feel safe, like I'm going to protect them. And so this is a level of trust to be able to give to the kids. Like, I really care about you, and I care about you so much that I have some pajamas for you to wear tonight. And I have a book that's all yours, and this is your blanket.
Other items include toiletries and underwear to fit. The tote bags are in bright colors. Some even have sparkles. Annie says the bags are designed to ease the transition into a new place. Annie tried to do something similar with the Girl Scouts organization a few years ago, but on a smaller scale. And then she got on Facebook one day.
All of a sudden, I see that there's this gentleman who's created a not-for-profit that's exactly like this, but he's taken it a step further.
Rob Shear is the founder of Comfort Cases. He was also in foster care. Shear created the Maryland-based nonprofit to make sure that kids get their own toiletries and underwear that actually fits them, instead of foster parents using whatever they have available. Annie reached out and asked him to partner with her to bring these tote bags of supplies to Western Alaska. It took 3 years, but now it's happening. Annie says this is part of her dream, and that dream is a kind of vision of what can potentially be the outcome of a foster care situation.
A healthy family is the most important thing to me, and I may be the pause that needs to be taken in order for the parents to get back on track, but my ultimate goal is that all of my children can return home to their families and that their families will be a safe and healthy environment for them.
Annie says she'll have an idea of the collaboration's success in 6 months. She also hopes to bring this program into more parts of Alaska. However, those plans to expand are still steps to be taken in the future. In Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.